855 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in? 654-7627. That is the number to call. I still have a lot of things I want to get to on the Clemson game itself. But before we do, we'll get to your phone calls. But before I do that, let me tell you about Harry's. You know, Harry's is offering you a great way to start the new year. You know, you want to be better with your money, with your personal finances. How about this? Harry's can save you about $100 a year if you're a regular shaver. I mean, that matters, right? $100? You can take better care of yourself. Harry's products have won all sorts of awards, including 2018 Esquire Grooming Award. They'll keep you looking and feeling great. And, you know, what I love most about Harry's is the flexible, soft hinge and the fact that the razor just glides across your face. There are never any cuts or burns. That's the Harry shave. It's unparalleled. Absolutely unparalleled. Look, here's a special offer just for my listeners. Harry's wants you to start the new year off right. New customers can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3. $3 plus free shipping. You just use Walt at Harry's.com. Look, Harry's founders knew there had to be a better way. They were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. All these ridiculous gimmicks like vibrating heads and flex balls and handles that look like spaceships or play music. Tactics leading brand has been using for years just to raise prices. That has nothing to do with a shave. Harry's bought the factory that makes the finest steel into the finest blades in Germany. The rest is history. They eliminated the middleman. They took out all the garbage. For a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, a weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, which is incredible, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Why wouldn't you do this? Seriously, why wouldn't you try this? Join the millions who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Do it. You'll thank me later. All right. Lines are jammed. Oh, before I do, Ramona, before I get to that, I did have one non-sports tweet. You know who Ruth Bader Ginsburg is, right?
I can't know.
The 150-year-old Supreme Court Justice. That Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I thought she... Okay.
They made a movie about her. I'm not making this up. I know you're thinking. No, you're just playing me. You're just jerking my chain. No. They made a movie about her. I wrote this on Twitter last night, Ramona. 1 a.m. I wrote this. Kerbo said, I love it. Still bringing the heat at 1 a.m. I wrote this, Ramona. I wrote, can't wait to watch the new Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie. It's on my list of things to do, along with Pink Blood, Jesse Palmer's cooking show, and jumping off a bridge.
You're kidding, right? I mean, this is a joke.
No, seriously. No, I can't wait to see it. I'll be there. I'll be there for that one. Let's go back to Northland Communication phone lines. No, when I saw that, I thought it was a joke. I saw it trending on Twitter first. I thought, that's a joke. No. Good luck. I'm sure it'll be a big hit. You know, what's the number one movie at the box office of all time? Is it a string of movies? Is it like Star Wars? What's the number one movie of all time?
I don't know. It could be Jaws. Could be Star Wars. I'm not sure.
I'm sure this is.
It's one of those.
I'm sure this is destined to blow those out of the water.
God,
people from all over will be watching this.
The
New York Times. New York Times said it's, you know, must see.
I have a hard time with true movies based on truth anyway, because you know, they can't take any license and make it exciting.
Trust me, I'm positive they took all sorts of license. I think they took a lot of license in the actress they chose to play her to begin with. I'm positive they took all sorts of license. Fear the turtle.
Hey, Walt.
What's going on, turtle?
Oh, not much. Just wanted to say, first off, shame on Alabama and Notre Dame players for saying that their wasn't really that much of a difference between them and Clemson. 74-19 is pretty definitive in my book, even if it is a small sample size. Wanted to ask about Hunter Renfro. He's the epitome of what I think is right with college athletics. As far as a pro career, you think he could probably play about 10 years?
I do. I think that, you know, he has all those sort of intangibles, and he's good in terms of short area quickness, and there are teams that that are desirous of that trait.
Okay, I was just curious because he reminds me of, I don't know, a little bit like the guy from the Rams. They got injured. Cup?
Well, would Cooper, that be a fair comparison? Well, Cooper Kupp is a little bigger body type, and I think Hunter Renfro would be a slot receiver. I think Cooper Kupp is a little more versatile, and I think Kupp is actually already one of the better receivers in the game. So that may be stretching a little bit, but I think of course now he's injured. I think that's been a big reason, quite honestly. In whatever tailspin, late season tailspin the Rams have had, I think Kupp's injury was instrumental in that. But yeah, look, I think you're right about his career and his fit.
And I'm going to go ahead and assume that the quarterback from California probably commits fairly soon.
Well, I mean, I don't know that. I've never spoken to him. I mean, I think that he was probably impressed by what he saw.
Hard not to be impressed if you were there in person last night, you know?
Yeah, and honestly, that kid is one of the strongest arms I've ever seen. And
now, is he 2020, or is he 2021 on campus?
He's next class.
Okay.
But I think that he's just a freak of nature.
So it'll be interesting to watch him play if he ends up matriculating to Clemson.
Yeah. I mean,
congratulations, guys.
He's like 6'6", 250 already with an enormous arm. Enormous arm.
Anyways, congratulations on the title, Walt.
Well, congratulations to Clemson. Thank you. Thank you for the turtle. Appreciate the call. Tester writes, look at Adam Humphries in Tampa. Yeah, I mean, I think that's actually the comp. I think it's something similar to that. J.M. Belton says, I think he thinks Avatar is the highest grossing movie. Well, that's all over now. That's all over now.
I hope
move
not.
Over. Move
with
over.
The blue people?
Here comes Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, no.
Oh, is that what it was? Blue people?
Honestly, I
don't even know what that is. I mean, well, I guess I barely remember commercials for that.
Oh, come on. I hope not.
What is that? Well, I appreciate this, Carl. Carl in Greenwood writes in Columbia for business, listening to another station. And it's similar to WCCP, but it says the host is struggling talking about Clemson and their success, unlike your show where you provide credit where it's deserved. Much kudos to you and your show from Carl in Greenwood. Well, I appreciate that, Carl. Somebody wrote she came over on the Mayflower. That's just wrong.
Oh,
is that Ted?
Well,
I think it's Ted. That's wrong.
I mean, I thought she was like passed away, and then they were in the middle of replacing her. I don't know why I thought that.
No, well, that's what's happening. I mean,
yeah, I thought they were.
Yeah, that's what's happening. But
okay,
but
so she's not gone. She's not gone. They're just looking ahead to replace her.
No, but the movie is a review on her entire life. Which again, I mean, I'm there for that.
I mean, she's been on the bench on that particular bench for like a million years.
Oh yeah,
right?
Look, man,
are they going to start?
Well, see, there is nothing in life I want to spend 3 hours on than becoming more familiar with 60 years of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
60 years, no wonder.
Or 95 years, if they're going to go from birth. I have no idea.
That's what you call job.
John and Anderson wants to know, is the Ginsburg movie a comedy or a tragedy? It's both. I'm saying.
It's a comedy, but it's a tragedy for the people watching it.
You know, hey, look, I'm sure there's always her relatives. I'm sure they'll,
They probably get their own copy. We don't need to watch it.
The Stewart system will imprison them to watching it, I'm sure. They'll probably get some. Oh,
the Stewarts. The chains.
Lock them in. Lock them in. Because that's the only reason you're getting me in to see that thing. I'll tell you that right now. Not that I'm a big go-to movie person anyway. I don't even remember the last movie I went to be quite honest. Ron, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, Ron.
I really respect the show.
Appreciate
it and everything.
Thank you.
I listen to all my morning people, Bernie Borger, Tiger Stan, Tiger Dan, Jeff M. But you were talking about the greatest teams of all time. And where's the 2006 Gators? Where's the 2008 Gators? You know, are they?
Yeah. Well,
you know, they missed the year.
Listen, if you're talking about the greatest teams of all time, there are a ton of teams to consider, and it's a difficult conversation. First of all, you got to know the whole history and how the game used to be. You have to know when schools like Yale and Harvard and Army dominated the landscape. You have to know about those teams. You have to know about the 2001 Miami team or the Tommy Frazier-led Nebraska team.
And Mickey, I have family from Nebraska and everything, and the 1981 national championship was a big deal in my house because my mom's from Nebraska and my dad's from around here. So,
yeah, I mean, there've been incredibly great teams all through history, and it's a subjective conversation. I haven't even begun to think about where this team might place in that hierarchy, but I don't know. I mean, I've seen a lot of great football teams. This team certainly accomplished things that hadn't been done in a million years in going 15-0.
But Mickey, isn't Tebow considered like the greatest quarterback?
I'm Walt, by the way.
College years?
I'm Walt.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got my time mixed up. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Isn't Tebow what?
Considered one of the greatest quarterbacks in college football history.
He is. I think he was a tremendous college quarterback. There's no question. A tremendous college leader. You know, he did not
bring it to the next level.
Right. He didn't have the skill set to be successful in the next level. That doesn't mean you weren't one of the great college quarterbacks of all time. I mean, like Kellen Moore of Boise State's one of the greatest college quarterbacks ever lived. I mean, he went 50-2 in his career at Boise State. But those skills didn't translate to the next level because you have certain requirements at the next level that he didn't meet. He didn't have the arm strength or the size, that type of thing. But those Florida teams were certainly great teams, no question.
Okay. All right, thank you, Mickey.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it. I don't think Ron can get that out of his head, but you're welcome. 654-7627. Oh, good grief. Well, I'd love to listen to you about college football, but you should probably just stay in your lane, especially when you spout about movies about female role models. Oh, just be quiet.
Oh, it's just a good joke.
Grief.
Dude.
I mean, good grief.
Okay.
You wrote me two paragraphs on that. Look, if you think that's going to be a popular movie at the box score, then go enjoy it. I'm sure you and three other people. One thing I'm confident of, you'll get really good seats.
Three?
Yeah, you'll be able to sit right up front.
Three? You're kind. Yeah. Three?
I'm not sure that that movie's ever going to make it to any theaters here, would be my guess. You may have to stay, like, in the Northeast or maybe in California. By the way, just a note for future reference. Suggesting that I shouldn't talk about something is probably almost a guarantee that I'm going to talk about it more.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 I mean,
Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. Look, there are 12 different types of massage to choose from. It's something for absolutely everybody. Urban Nirvana is a special place. It just is. I mean, think about the people who do things for you in your life. You know, like maybe Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if she's related to you. And think about how she might enjoy a massage. You know, there's even the Ruth Bader Ginsburg massage. There are 12 different types of massage. There's a prenatal massage that couples have sworn by. Everybody absolutely loves it. That is Urban Nirvana. And then again, think about the people who do things for you in your daily life and how easy it would be to give them this gift. You just go to Urban Nirvana. You don't need a special occasion. Life is your occasion. Go to urbannirvana.com, print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and you're done. You'll thank me later. Your recipient will love it. Okay, here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. Lines are remain completely jammed. I still have a ton of things I want to get to. You know, Ramona, we've been 3.5 hours in Clemson, Alabama, as you would expect. But I also should mention, NFL wildcard weekend was terrific. The NFL games this weekend were terrific. You saw, again, why the NFL is so unbelievable. The overnight ratings on the national championship game were actually not good. Now, I don't know if it's because it was a blowout. I don't know if it's because there is some Clemson, Alabama fatigue. I don't know. I don't know the inner workings of those overnight numbers. I'm not sure. I saw that right before I came in today, though. But we will get to the NFL playoff games, if not today, tomorrow. Walt Iptula, Road Rage, Elijah Jam, come right to you. Don't go anywhere. Quick break.
Get ready. It's time. Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show, January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Sphinx, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. Again, that's BioTestPlasma.com.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Looking for the perfect gift for someone on your list? Grab them a 2019 Twin Peaks calendar for just $15.99, featuring more than 80 Twin Peaks girls from around the country. The Timber Lodge Hideaway does not disappoint. Come check out what we've been up to this year. Available for purchase in-store and online at TwinPeaksRestaurant.com/shop. Get your Twin Peaks calendar and grab a 29-degree draft at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
The holidays are over. Time to undeck the halls and head to the Home Depot Store More Save More event, where Sterilite 64-quart latching storage boxes are a special buy at just $7.48 each. They're stackable and clear, so when next season rolls around, you can see what you packed away. But right now, time to pack away some serious savings. The Store More Save More event, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in-store and online while supplies last.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This is what I'm talking about.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
No, I'm no angel. No, I'm
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Yeah, we are back. I won't crumble at your feet. You know, there's a lot of things to get to. Ramona is ruthless. Ramona's not as ruthless as the texters. As we were coming back, she yells, "Mention her again." I swear. Another texter says, "What? CBS is reporting last night's game was the second highest rated sports program ever behind last year's Super Bowl." Then I don't know. I don't know, because I read that the overnight ratings were the worst in 6 years or something.
Well, that's just some Alabama fan trying to downplay the broadcast.
I'm not sure. I mean, it seemed to me the country was watching it. I mean, it seemed to me the nation was watching it. But, you know, I don't have anything to go by. You know, and who knows? Maybe we'll get something more clear and concrete in the days ahead. Maybe there is already something more clear and concrete, but I was a little surprised by what I had read. So maybe that's inaccurate. I'm not sure. Bradley said, Mel Kiper said that Lawrence reminded him of young Elway. Do you see that comparison? Walt, love your show, brother. Bradley and Easley. No, Bradley, I don't. And those are two very different players in my mind. First of all, at a similar stage, Trevor Lawrence is way more accurate than John Elway ever was. I mean, light years more accurate. John Elway had a baseball player's throwing motion because, well, he was a baseball player. He had an incredibly strong arm. You know, one of the strongest of all time. I mean, arguably even the strongest. But accuracy was never his forte. Now, he was a guy who took deep shots. He took vertical throws. So, you know, he wasn't going to be one of these, you know, new age 70 percenters. It was a different game at a different time. Elway was a remarkable athlete. I mean, one of the greatest runners, scramblers. So he had that advantage over Trevor. You know, Elway, again, from an athletic standpoint, Elway's one of the greatest athletes to ever play the quarterback position. You know, he was up there with guys like, you know, Vic and Steve Young and that type of stuff. So he had a mobility element that Trevor does not have. Trevor is taller. And so you would not expect that mobility element. You know, and a guy 6'6", there's going to be some sort of trade-off in the suddenness department because of your height. You know, you're not going to move from a stop as quickly. And so there's that. From a comparison standpoint, you know, there's been comps made to Peyton Manning. And from an athletic standpoint, Trevor's a better athlete than Peyton Manning, has a better natural arm. Probably accuracy similar at a comparable stage. But I think the throwing motion is not directly over the top. It's a little bit between Manning and Phillip Rivers. I have to think of a comp. Off the top of my head, nothing comes to me, and I can generally come up with two or three guys. But no, I don't see the Elway comparison. I think they're two very different quarterbacks. So there's that. I hope that answers that question. Texted last night, they compared him to a comparison between Dan Marino and I don't know, that disappeared on me. Did it say John Elway again? I don't think either of those are accurate. I think Trevor Lawrence, well, you know, first of all, Trevor Lawrence is pretty unique. I mean, and realize that Trevor Lawrence is, you know, when I first saw him, I said this all along, that eventually he was going to play at 240 plus pounds, and he is. I mean, he's going to be bigger and stronger next year, and the year after that, he's going to be bigger and stronger. He's going to play at 240 pounds plus, and he's going to be a monster. But he's going to be an incredibly accurate thrower with really good arm strength who could stretch the field and for his size is going to have good athleticism. But I don't see any of those comps. He's just a different player than those guys. You know, it's like they're trying to force feed you something. You know, those guys had various strengths and weaknesses in comparison to Trevor. But I don't see the comp in any of those particular players listed. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines, and it is Alex. Alex, how are you?
Walt, my man.
Alex.
It's an honor.
It's an honor to have you.
Yeah. Hey, does anybody set like a wellness check over to see if Paul Feinbaum's okay?
Yeah, a lot of people are concerned about, but apparently he's right back at it because he's already, according to Kathy earlier, he's already predicting four SEC teams in the playoff next year.
I wouldn't be surprised. Hey, speaking of that, how about that Florida fan last segment? I mean, we just destroyed Alabama in the national championship, and he calls in wanting to talk about Tim Tebow. wanting to change the subject.
Yeah, timing is everything. Basketball David wrote me last night and said, do you think your Clemson fans will be upset if I'm the first caller in talking about Duke basketball?
Those guys, for sure. And speaking of idiots in the SEC, can someone tell Williams that it's not a 50-50 ball if our guy catches it every single time? Like, I know math's not his strong suit, but that's not how it works, man. Yes. When Ross catches everything around him, it's not a 50-50 ball.
That's really well done, Alex. I wish I had thought of that at the time. That's well done.
Now, listen, man, I just want to say real quick, hot damn, what a season of football and what a season of road rage. You guys have just killed it all season.
Thank you, Alex.
So much fun. I mean, I'm worried it's all downhill from here, you know?
Oh, no.
After this season. I think maybe I should go watch the Ginsburg movie to remember what feeling miserable feels like. You know, but
I'm sure that's going to be jam packed with 2 hours of excitement.
Oh yeah, everybody
car chases them,
right from Academy. You know, they're all getting car chases. Academy and they're running across the street for the movie.
Yeah, car chases.
Listen,
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, The Wild Days.
I just want to say I'm a huge fan. And I love the show.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate the call.
The Wild Days. Yeah.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, The Wild Days.
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2, The Car Chase. The Bank Heist.
Oh.
No, I'm sure it's going to be excellent. Can't wait. by the way, Chanticleer John writes, Walt, 14.6 share per USA Today, lowest of the last 5 years. Okay. Again, apparently there's been some conflicting information, but that's what I read. That's what I had read. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Oh, before we do that, let me tell you about my man Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial. Listen, Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990. You know he's celebrating today. 100% independent advisor, not tied to any big box firm. This allows them to select the exact appropriate investment for every client without pushing any expensive proprietary products. They offer a diverse group of financial solutions, investments, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, alternative investments, insurance solutions, life, health, Medicare supplements, disability, Social Security maximization planning. Look, you know, here's the thing. Do you realize there are like 400, if you're a married couple, there are like 400 different alternatives for you and how you claim and take your Social Security benefits? How are you possibly going to navigate that as a layman? The answer is you're not without expert guidance. That's where Greg Wales comes in. You've done the right thing your whole life. Don't blow it now. Retirement income planning. Are you approaching retirement? Unsure how to structure your assets and your retirement income to make it last your lifetime? College planning, estate planning solutions. We'll work with your attorney and your tax pro to properly structure your estate. We're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. Call us today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or toll free, 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816. You know, Ron, I'm thinking of going to, you know, the doubleheader. You know, because I'm hearing that there's one theater that's going to, you know, have the Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie. And
right.
Then right after that showing, there's going to be How the Egyptians Build the Pyramids Brick by Brick. I'm going to watch both of them. The last one is a 7-year movie. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Clemson Dad. And then it's a repentant former Gamecock. I guess that's, is that how you spell repentant, Ramona? Is that?
Yeah, that's right. I looked it up.
That's right. He wants to be repentant, right?
No, I said repentant and he said, oh yeah, that's the same thing.
Okay.
But he wanted to be called that okay, and gotcha. I looked it up and everything. All right,
Clemson Dad. Well, I thought you told me
hey,
repentant
Walt, how
before.
Are you?
All right. Clubs of Dad, good. Appreciate you getting in.
You weren't listening.
Yeah, I never am.
I know I don't want to be that guy that you always talk about. Don't call me after the game and tell me what you thought. But yeah. I couldn't get in Friday, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you what I thought. I thought the game would be a lot closer than it was. Walt. You know, I was trying to get 6 points at 7 o'clock before kickoff for a chicken biscuit bet the next morning at work. And, you know, I just thought it would be maybe come down to a field goal. I guess thank God for Alabama it didn't come down to a field goal. But, you know, I just didn't see it being as lopsided as it was, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, neither did anybody else except People's Champ.
Yeah, that was funny. I heard him say
in
that.
In hindsight, it's the most hysterical prediction in show history. People's Champ had it 51-17 Clemson, and then it throwing in this little tidbit of, and remember, I'm always right, which was his way of saying, you know, I'm always wrong, so here's what's not going to happen. And then that is actually what happened. So it's the first, he employed some reverse psychology kind of deal. It's the first time he's actually ever had a prediction right.
Right. And I did, I'll get my buddy to call in and verify it, but I did text my buddy. He's a Clemson grad from the late 80s. And I said, man, just don't be surprised tonight if Trevor, he's so poised, you know. I just think he might have a good game. And, you know, we've talked before, I wasn't confident about Tua's health and his confidence as well. So it all worked out pretty well for Clemson, obviously. And, you know, my daughter's a student there, 2 natties and,
her,
you know, she's a junior this year, so
yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good to think about when you get older.
You can be sure she has big expectations of life.
She got 3 4 years. You know?
A lot better than going to school here in the Tommy West years.
Exactly, but anyway, you got time for an NFL comment?
Yeah, quick.
Bruce Arians was hired by the Bucks. They raised him from the dead, and then Cliff Kingsbury got hired by Arizona. Man, is that the best they can do?
Well, again, Kingsbury is a bright offensive mind, but if you want the guy who came up with it, then why didn't you hire Leach? Kingsbury didn't
ready to be a head coach in the NFL.
Well, will you look? In all honesty, he wasn't ready to be head coach of Texas Tech.
Right.
It doesn't seem logical that he'd be ready to be a head coach of the NFL. I think that, again, this is the latest, greatest example of how the pro game is changing. It is basically, we are going to take a bright offensive college mind, even though he couldn't run a defense and failed miserably in terms of wins and losses, but everyone acknowledges is a bright young offensive mind because we want to institute that type of offense at the pro level. That's the greatest modern example of how the game is changing, the hiring of Cliff Kingsbury.
Well, you know, it just surprised me, but not really because all that went down. He told Southern Cal to jump off the boat or whatever.
Yeah, the ones that need to be really concerned are Southern Cal because, I mean, they hired Lynn Swan. They took him away from his dogs in Pennsylvania where he was enjoying retirement or whatever he was doing up there. He's not at all qualified to be an AD, has no idea what he's doing. Neither did the two former players they hired previously. And Pat Hayden and Mike Garrett, that has never worked out for USC. Those have all ended badly, and this one's going to end badly. This guy, honestly, Lynn Swan doesn't have a clue. I don't know what makes Southern California think that the number one requirement for the AD position is that you were a former player. Lost on me.
And I hate that because I thought a lot of Lynn Swann as a player, as a Pittsburgh Steelers
player. Again, he was a great player. I mean, no one's arguing.
Yeah, he's just not a...
Right. I mean, and I'm not even arguing whether he's a smart guy or not. I don't know Lynn Swann, right? I don't know. I just know he's not qualified. I mean, he's not qualified. Right. What has he done? I mean, I don't even know what he was doing. You know, look, here's the litmus test. And I wrote this on Twitter, too. Here's the simple litmus test. Were you in competition to get the guy? Okay? If you were not in competition to get the guy, then it's a bad hire. Even if it works, it's a bad hire. You know, it just means you were lucky. Clemson did. I have to run.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate the call. Turner's Jewelers, your home for everything jewelry. It's the finest, biggest jewelry store in the upstate of South Carolina. It is not close. It's not a chain. It's privately run by Mark and his family. They do an unbelievable job. Diamonds, they can show you all the diamonds you want right now. You don't need an appointment to see diamonds later. Gemstones, pearls, watches. You want a manly watch? It can be found at Turner's Jewelers. As can one of the largest selection of Pandora in the upstate. Turner's has a Pandora store within the store. It's run by two corporately trained Pandora ladies. It's unbelievable. Pandora is the hottest thing in jewelry. Go to Turner's, see the full line, and be introduced to the new collegiate line of Pandora's charms, bracelets, and necklaces. Enormous selection. Lots of Tiger Paw stuff. That should be on fire today. They also have the only selection of Le'Veon in the tri-state area. They're now carrying the new Groove brand, Silicon Tiger Paw bands. Incredibly cool. Get out to Turner's Jewelers for all your Tiger-related jewelry. Walt up to the road rage. Lines remain jammed. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard. One day sale, today only. Hey, it's Mickey Pollard here. Zero Res is offering their lowest price ever, but for today only. Four rooms of carpet for only $109 when you mention my name. Four rooms, $109. It's never been this affordable, but you must call or book online today. Call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about our air duct cleaning special.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
Etienne cuts it to the 15, he's at the 10, and the 5, stays on his feet, headed for the end zone, and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him in second at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play for the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history, national champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com. or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
The Surgery Center at Pelham is a fresh approach to the outpatient surgery experience. First of all, we're a smaller facility, so we really are a true team where we make decisions together as a team to care for our patients the absolute best way possible. We are the ones that are successfully performing the total knee and hip replacements as outpatient surgery here in the Upstate. At the Surgery Center at Pelham, our team of medical professionals are with you every step of the way. From the time you enter our doors that morning to the time you walk out of our facility that afternoon. I'm Kathy Witham, one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham, and I want to personally invite you to come see us and take a tour of our surgery center. Meet our wonderful staff and allow us to answer any questions you might have about total knee or total hip replacement surgery. We're just different from everybody else. You'll be impressed. The Surgery Center at Pelham, where we're doing amazing things to improve your surgical experience.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Snap, hold, the kick is blocked. It's blocked, bounces over to the Clemson sideline. Christian Wilkins blocked it, and then it was scooped up by Mark Fields.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
To the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Steven writes, I'm watching Feinbaum and listening to you. How did the narrative now become the strength of the conference, ACC versus SEC? Clemson won because they didn't play anybody. Deb Tula's Rage, can you explain? Laugh out loud, this is hilarious. Yeah, I explained last night. They still haven't played anybody. That's the answer. It's true. Clemson didn't play anybody during the regular season. They still haven't played anybody. Because Alabama is just another 20-plus point victim, right? I mean, it went down just as easily as Notre Dame did. Some ways easier. In some ways more readily, more easily. I mean, that's just what happened. Let's get to the Northland Communication phone lines. Who's up first? It's penitent former Gamecock. Is that it, Ron? Penitent former Gamecock. What's going on, former Gamecock?
Hey, Walt. How's it going?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
First time callers want to say go Tigers. Never been prouder to be a Tiger fan. And let Ramona know the word I actually said was penitent.
Right.
Former Gamecock.
Right, right. She's got it.
That's
now.
My only regret being a Clemson fan. Yeah. I haven't always been one. I wish I had been. Another thing, you're allegation
John, wait a minute. So who did you root for before? Who were you a fan of before?
Shamefully, I was a Gamecock.
Wait! How do you go from being a Gamecock to a Clemson fan? You're making this move now, like after the national title?
No! It's over 40 years ago.
Okay, so this has been a long time in the making.
Oh yeah, yes.
Okay. I got
to
you.
Paraphrase the Bible, when I became a man, I put away childish things. You
okay, all right.
What you were saying about Ruth Bader Ginsburg coming over on the Mayflower, are you kidding? I thought she was Noah's daughter-in-law and came across a flood.
I don't know. That tops the Mayflower story. Yeah, I know. She's she may be past her prime. If she was a loaf, was a loaf of bread, they would have thrown it out.
What I called to ask about with Dabo taking us to unprecedented heights. What do you think of the prospect of Clemson offering him a lifetime contract?
I'm not sure anybody's ever going to be offered a lifetime contract. I don't think that would be.
Florida State did with Bobby Bowden, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see that in the offing, but, you know, look, the stakes keep going up. I mean, they do. I mean, so who knows? I mean, it's an interesting question. One I haven't even yet thought about in the wake of the national championship game is just reaffirming the long-term commitment, which has already been reaffirmed.
He's built this program the right way, and he's got continuity in the staff. That goes a long way in recruiting.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's, and again, I think one of the differences between the two teams was Clemson's continuity in the coaching staff versus Alabama's constantly evolving coaching staff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you taking my call, Walt.
Thank you, Pennington.
Y'all have a great year.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Mel writes me, Mel used to be a twirler at Clemson. In fact, the lead twirler, chief twirler. General twirler. I don't know what you call the lead twirler. I'm not trying to disparage that. I just don't know. What do you call it? What do you call it? King. It's the queen twirler. All right. She said, I have two Gamecocks in my living room right now trying to argue that Clemson's still not on Bama's level. They're clearly delusional. Did they watch the game? I don't know. Did they? I mean, it's inarguable that Clemson's on Bama's level. In fact, I think it's pretty clear that they've passed Bama. I mean, the status quo has changed. I mean, the best coach in college football is Dabo Swinney. It's inarguable. Again, I'm not talking about who's the best coach historically speaking, okay? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about who's the best guy to lead a college football program today, and the answer is Dabo Swinney. So, you know, again, I think anybody who watched that game last night has to come away with the understanding that Clemson is clearly better than Alabama right now. And look, I will admit that I think that these teams in recent years have traded body blows and that it's absolutely clear that the loser plays with a little more edge than does the winner the next time around. It's natural. Nobody likes to be embarrassed, especially teams of this level and this magnitude. And, you know, I don't think the Clemson offensive line was particularly happy about the way they played last year. And so, you know, they played their A's off in terms of pass protection in that game. And I think that's an example of it. And Christian Wilkins didn't come back to lose. You know, by the way, I know from a scouting standpoint what the detractors say about Christian Wilkins. We're getting to that time of the season, and you're going to get more and more about more and more of that. I know what his alleged negatives are in terms of scouting, but I think that people are outthinking it because this guy, not only is he a great player and does he have, and he has leadership and he has stick-to-itiveness, but he also plays his best in the biggest games. So don't outthink yourselves. Here's my advice to you NFL scouts. Do not outthink yourselves when it comes to Christian Wilkins. You'll be making a mistake. Back to the phones. Dave, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. You know, there have been many shows that I've gotten on with you, and I've beaten my chest, and I've rambled on aimlessly and hoot and hollered, and even done a very, very on-point Ric Flair impersonation. But after watching last night, you and I did talk Friday, Walt, and I did call my shot, as a matter of fact. I told you, I said, I didn't care if we won by one or won by 20. All we needed was one more. I didn't have a thought that we were going to have 28 more, but I knew that this team was capable of beating Alabama, and they were going to. Walt, I look at the football landscape right now, and you know what? All the pundits out there, whether you be SEC or AC, well, who, it doesn't matter. Whether you watch the game or not, again, it doesn't matter. What you think of my football coach doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, we went and we took the team that back in August, that back in January of last year, everybody was talking about, this was going to be a team that was not going to lose. They were going to ring up. He was going to beat Bear Bryant's record, and on and on and on. And yet what we did last night is we dropped the biggest hammer on the biggest guy in the yard, and he didn't get up and swing back. And so for all of those that say that Clemson never plays anybody, remember, you're on that list. Carolina fan, if you talk about Clemson, you're on that list, and you still got curb stomped by 21 points. Yards don't matter. It's what shows up on the scoreboard at the end of the day. My cheerleader, CEO, game manager, super drive, whatever, gutter salesman, it doesn't matter what you think, because at the end of the day, we've got three more of what you're never going to have. Walt, I'm 55 years old. I hope I live another 30 years. And in that time frame, Walt, they will never. And Georgia, I'm going to put you in that conversation too. You will never reach the pinnacle that Dabo has taken Clemson University and this football team. Walt, I tell you what, I'm going to stand firm. We're going to fight next year. We're going to come back. We may or may not be in the conversation, but at the end of the day, we're still going to be a great football team. Walt, it was the greatest night last night in Clemson football history for 2018, because we said the same thing after Deshaun Watson and the guys took down Alabama in 2016.
Yep.
So these are fun conversations to have, Walt, and I promise you, we will keep talking about this for 365 days. Walt, you have a great evening.
Thank you, Dave. Congratulations to your son and family, too. Thank you, Dave. You know, it really is incredible. I mean, you almost need to just sort of stop and think about it. I mean, you know, Clemson had been dormant for it seemed like a million years before Dabo Swinney. And now, you know, think about where you are. Look, in all honesty, we're not guaranteed the future, and you never know. But if Clemson never won another game, think about what you've done, what you've had these last few years. And whenever this ends, and I don't know when it would be, maybe 20 years after Dabo Swinney, this is never going to happen again. Maybe anywhere. Hey, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme before we get out of here. Roger, I apologize. You have to call me back tomorrow and I'll put you up. Krispy Kreme is, I mean, the Reese family, Anderson, Spartanburg, Krispy Kreme, they make the donuts. They're the answer. They make the donuts. They've been making the donuts since the early 60s. No one does donuts like the Reese family. Ramona's personal favorite is the Oreo cookie donut, which I still think I haven't tried. My personal favorite is the New York Super Cheesecake donut, which I think is the greatest donut you may have ever conceived of. But I admit that Reese's Pieces donut is pretty close. And the one I haven't had yet is the Reese's Outrageous donut, which may turn out to push the Super Cheesecake donut. May. We'll see. And then, of course, the hot original glaze come fresh off the press three times a day. And for all your fundraising needs, I mean, forget, you know, box stale factory cookies. I mean, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? Call the Reese family in Anderson, Spartanburg. Tell them I say it's the way that deal works. We're done. Walter Petula, Road Rage. I'll see you tomorrow.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
I'm Rich Jackham. The coaching vacancies are closing up quickly in the NFC. The Packers were first, naming Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur coming to terms on a four-year deal, while the Cardinals are naming former Texas Tech head coach Cliff Kingsbury their new head man. He takes over after Steve Wilks was fired after just one season, while former Cardinals coach Bruce Arians has resurfaced, reportedly set to be named the new head coach of the Buccaneers. Alabama looked to be having a season for the ages, that is, until last night. Instead, it's Clemson that goes into the record books with a 15-0 record.
and its second title in 3 years. But it was the way they did it that might be most impressive. It even took their coach, Dabo Swinney, by surprise.
I don't think that we went into the game thinking we were going to beat Alabama by 4 touchdowns. It just kind of went that way. That it was our night, and we got control of the game. And sometimes when you get momentum rolling, like we were able to get it, and just the energy all channeled in the right direction, it can be insurmountable.
In the NBA tonight, a pair of games are tipping off. The Pacers and Cavaliers in Cleveland, while the Sixers host the Wizards. And at the bottom of the hour, the Nuggets, after seeing their 5-game winning streak snap last night in Houston, they take on the Heat in Miami. And the Raptors, a half game back for the top spot in the East, will host the Hawks. College basketball getting underway. Top-ranked Duke looking to make it 8 in a row on the road tonight in Wake Forest. Also, Tennessee coming off a 46-point win over Georgia is on the road at Missouri, which is playing for the first time in 2019. Kentucky and Texas A&M tip off, as well as Toledo and Buffalo, Iowa State and Baylor, and St. John's in the top 25 for the first time in 4 years at Villanova. I'm Rich Ackerman.